There are rules about what you're supposed to do in preclinical development and clinical development of these kinds of products. There are rules that I've been taught, we've been taught, we've had to be reinforced in our teaching on a regular basis, just part of continual medical education if you're going to be a clinical researcher, that say you have to characterize where it goes and for how long it sticks around and how much protein it makes or how what the active drug product is. None of that stuff was done very well. It wasn't done rigorously, and there was a series of misrepresentations about what the data were, and they didn't actually have the data. And the thing is, the FDA let them get away with it. They did not perform their function. They're supposed to be independent gatekeepers. And in a way, you know, having worked with pharma, one of the core axioms in pharmaceutical development is you never do a study that you don't have to do because you may not like the results. Okay, if you get results that aren't consistent with what you're hoping for, the FDA in a normal situation is going to come back to you and say, hey, you got to follow up on this. This is raising red flags. Now we have to be concerned. Okay, so you don't do those studies unless the FDA forces you to in the classical pharmaceutical sure. world, okay? And what happened here is the regulatory bodies gave the pharmaceutical industry a pass. They didn't have to do the work that we, if I did these studies and submitted a dossier like this to the FDA, I would expect it to be kicked back right away. But for some reason, they gave a pass on all this stuff. And furthermore, they misrepresented, it's the kindest word I can come up with, these key parameters of how much protein, where do the complexes go, and how long does the RNA stick around. And on the basis of that, average docs assumed that this was something that it wasn't. They assumed that this was a relatively benign product that didn't stick around in the body. All of that is false. And it is a crime that this was not known. They knew about the viral reactivation. Recall that there was a period of time when I was very actively engaged with senior personnel at the FDA in the Office of the Commissioner. We were talking by Zoom on a weekly or twice a week basis. We were discussing the early drugs, ivermectin, what the data were, and what the risks were associated with the vaccine. This is the group that first picked out the signal of the cardiotoxicity, working together with Bill Dumachet. And they also knew at that time, and one of them actually had the adverse event early on of shingles. They knew that the viral reactivation signal, which the CDC has never acknowledged, was one of the major known adverse events. So what I'm objecting to is you saying in good faith that you're assuming because the CDC and the FDA never said anything about viral reactivation as an adverse event, you're assuming they didn't know. And what I'm sharing with you is they absolutely did know, and they did not acknowledge it. It's another one of those things that is inexplicable. It's the only way, you know, many of us have been racking our brains, as you have, to understand how this could possibly happen, why it's possibly happening, and why is our regulatory apparatus that as physicians, we had all come to assume had a function that actually did the job that we could believe and trust in. Yeah. And what we find out now is the whole house of cards is, I don't know how else to say it, it's rotten to the core. It has not performed its intended function.